Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome, beloved gods and goddesses, family. Thank you so much for being here today. And, of course, today is Saturday, February the 12th, and 2022. And what a wondrous, glorious, and loving day it is. So welcome to our call. I know probably it seems like it's been a long time since we've spoken last, and it does feel like that. I do want to say that I've got a number of people already who have raised their hand, which means they pressed one. So please undo that, because we're going to have Catherine and Ron on our call today. So I'm going to be wanting to open everybody's lines that are interested in talking with Ron and or Catherine. We'll do Zora at the end, probably around, I'm talking Pacific time now, probably at around 11:15, okay, or thereabouts. Okay, so we'll have time to talk to Zora. If this is not about Ron and Catherine, please put your hand, press one, and then you'll be back to, so that I'll just be able to concentrate on all the others. So today we have also Dr. Tom coming in very, very shortly. So welcome, everyone, to our show for today. Zoraya is here now. Oh, let me see. I want to make sure that Zoraya is here. Open up her line. Okay, hold on a minute. There we go. Okay, Zoraya, hello.
Hello.
Okay, your turn to say hi.
Hi.
All right. So our, and I'm just going to start real quickly, that the theme for today, and we already know, Zora will talk about it also, and Dr. Tom in regards to the RV. It's really all about love, but our message today is what happens when we ascend from this plane, 3D plane or 4D plane, and move into the full fifth dimension, and we call that people saying, okay, they left the body, they're now with Yeshua or Jesus or whatever, they're in that plane where it's absolutely perfect in every way, right? Most people in the Christian world or whatever they call that heaven. And those that don't believe, they're not Christians, they know that they move into a higher dimension. So that's what we're going to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. And the reason for the talk for today is I recently lost my mother. The reason why I want to bring this up, because so many people already experiencing it, and we don't want to talk. I'm going to talk about my experience so far with this. So I had a call. A couple of weeks or so ago that my mother was failing and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm now here with my sister and my brother-in-law, and she just passed. So what I want to go through this real, real briefly. So she was diagnosed, my sister and brother-in-law. She just ascended, right. I'm still here working with them, and they don't know anything about, we don't use the terminology ascension with the masses because they don't understand, that. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So they said mom is super, super ill. She was diagnosed with COVID pneumonia, and we understand that there is really no COVID because it was always an experience. So anyways, that's how they feel. Okay. And I said, okay, fine. I'll come down, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so she's actually, and then they would tell me that she was really going downhill. So I said, okay, time to go there to visit with her. So the process is at the end, so the process is what happens is very, very individual when people move from here to the higher frequencies, dimension, however way you want to call it, okay? And the process is very, very individual, of course. But people who are the lay people who really don't get the process, unless perhaps maybe you've been like me and have worked in hospice care. So I was here because my sister was like one of those people, and you may be one of those people. And, it's very, very, very scary. What am I going to do? How am I going to take care of them? And now with this COVID, quote unquote, is here, the nurses can't really come and they can only be here for a short time and everybody has to wear a mask, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So the process again is usually many, many stages. So I just want to talk about the end stage. So the end stage really is that no longer, you know, their eyes are closed and they may feel yet and they can hear. They really can do that for the longest period of time. So that's kind of what happens. And then they can, however way they ascend, you know, and what's scary is sometimes people say, well, you know, they may be going through this gargling thing where they can't breathe anymore. And people for people that don't understand the process, they get really, really scared. What am I going to do? What can I do? And you can't. You have to flow with life. And as you flow out of this life into the beautiful life afterwards, it's so beautiful. But the only thing you can do is really try to help those that don't, just to be there for them. And always, if you have family or friends, that's the time to kind of bring them in to give support. So the process again, so what I did, you know, since we're all a spiritual family, so I told my mother, I said, I'm only going to be here until such a day, which is tomorrow. And I said, prior to her leaving, I said, I put it out there into the universe and to my mother, because she could still hear, even though I know that that's probably the last thing that goes, well, at least for my mother. So anyway, so I told her, hey, Mom, you know, I'm going to be leaving Sunday. So, you know, try to, if you're going to be leaving now, and so that I don't come back, I said, this is the time. And then, of course, you know, you put that out there. And then, of course, I'm watching her progressively getting worse and worse. And, of course, for my other sister, my little sister, it's really, really difficult because she's always lived with my sister for a long, long time. So when it happened, and it just kind of happened very gradually, I saw that, oh, she's very peaceful. My mother had intention always to go in peace and in her sleep. And that's exactly what happened. And when she left, ascended, she did it just before I'm ready to leave. Okay, so that was absolute perfect, you know, perfect intervention and working with the higher realms. And it's all about knowing, okay, this is the time. Okay, so I put it out there. I'm going back. We have to get moving in this direction, and everything worked out perfectly. And of course, you know, again, and nothing is really perfect. So really, really, really quickly is going to talk about in terms of what happens now. So from her spiritual aspect, understanding, you know, because she knows all about the higher frequencies and dimensions, etc. So go ahead and take it away, Zaria.
Okay. You need to also note that she also took both vaccine shots as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, right.
And,
they're typical in terms of we haven't had the vaccine, the whole family.
That's like a slam on to your immune system, and which is not good.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me? You can hear me, okay.
Yeah.
So when the process of ascending, that at this point when she made her decision to move on, and of course her higher self is doing that. She was her mother, Jane's mother, had defied her contract twice and went against it and stuck around. But this time it got her. It was finally time for her to ascend. And of course she chose to leave her body for a funeral and closure. But that's one way of going. The other way is when you choose to take the body with you. And now when that happens, a miraculous thing takes place. The body begins to glow. literally glowing. And of course, the physicians, you know, they kind of step back a few paces when they see this happening because they don't understand it. And the body begins to glow, and then they're gone. Nobody to bury, nobody to mourn, nobody to, you know, to bury. So, and that's very shocking to the loved ones.
Hey, Soraya.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt. But we're talking about, for the most part, general way of people ascending from this plane
right.
of 3D, 4D.
Okay.
So what is that? I mean, do they actually go through a tunnel? Just tell us a little bit about that.
The tunnel that people speak of
so does everybody
is the threshold. Yeah, everyone goes through it. And it's called the threshold into the fourth, fifth dimension. Now, it's a very brief tunnel, or, you know, it's not a long tunnel. It's a very brief tunnel, or the threshold. And then they just simply step out of this existence and step into their new bodies, their new fourth, fifth dimensional bodies.
Do they see that body?
Yes, of course they do. And they can also make the choice as to what age they wish to be, remain. And so they can do that at that time. They can regulate as to what they want the body to look like, what age group, or and all that. And of course, at that moment, then the body they step into conforms to their wishes. And they're in that young body, younger body, and
who are they surrounded
they
on, by at that
and they,
tunnel?
And they go on that, well, it can be a loved one, if they have loved ones. It can be...
What about Yeshua?
It can be Yeshua.
What about Jesus?
It can be Jesus or Yeshua standing
or
there.
Or an archangel or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay.
So
there is a calling then for them to move into that realm.
Yes. There is a calling for them to move into that realm, which they do. Of course, the best way for people to ascend or to move on to the higher plane is to go in their sleep, because the body is in a relaxed state, and then of course the body, you know, just, you know, steps through the threshold, and they're gone. And that's what happened with Jane's mother. She went to sleep, and she didn't wake up. So,
yeah, and that had always been her wish, that if she were
she wanted to go peacefully,
and she got her wish.
And she did exactly that. So she basically, you know, she took her last breath in her slumber, and she was gone. So,
And that was a really big thing also for my family, that she went in peace.
But sometimes that's
not the way it goes.
And of course, it was also a big shock to Virginia, knocked her for a loop, because she wasn't expecting it.
She wasn't expecting it.
In that way. So that's what happens when you have reached your end of your contract. Your higher self says, okay, time to go. And then you go. And then you go.
Okay.
In whatever way you have deemed you want to go.
Yeah. So again, we always talk about manifestation. We always talk about intention. Intention precedes energy. So whatever you put out there, it already begins to do its thing. She's always talked about peace. Peace when I go. And then, of course, the intention for anyone is please go in peace, right? So anyway, just wanted to kind of share that with you. I hope that that might be helpful for some of the people that are probably maybe going through this, or they know of people already, that it's that it can, you know, it is what it is. So what I'd like to do at this time, honey, and I know that, you know, Zora and Billy will be back in a short while. We do have Dr. Tom that's kind of waiting in the wings to come in. He's got a few good things, you know, I think that people, that all of us need to hear. And then we'll bring in Kathleen and Ron. Okay.
Well, bring him on.
Okay, let's do that. All right. So what's really, really also cool during this process is because all of you know, as we go through this process already, we know that there's more than, where we're going into the fifth dimension. And remember, again, and I tried to tell my sisters, you know, that she still spiritually is with us. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in, and let's see what kind of news he has for us. Oh, hold on a minute. My computer doesn't want to cooperate. Get rid of that. Okay, let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in. Oh, all right. Wants to play around a little bit. Okay, let's try that one more time.
I'll put myself
on
mute.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, if you will. Thank you. Okay, let me just move. Oh, my gosh. We'll get it. Okay, well, then we'll do it this way. Oops. Hold on a minute. Computers.
You want me to three-way him in?
Maybe because I just don't want, we need to get some info here. Why don't we do that? Yeah, do that on your phone, if you will, because my computer doesn't want to cooperate here. Thank you.
Uh-huh. So let's see.
Okay, hold on a minute. We're going to get Dr. Tom. And, of course, I'm still playing around with this computer. Have this all together. Okay, Zaria, waiting for you. Okay, Dr. Tom, if you can hear, please know that we need to have you on the call, and Ray is trying to, maybe I'll just go ahead and text him, but Billy is going to be calling. Okay, hold on a minute, everybody. Okay, let me do this. Dr. Tom. Sorry, everybody. Here we go, Dr. Tom. I'll just go ahead and Billy's trying to call you. Okay, I'm going to put down the number. In the meantime, I will continue to try what I'm doing here. I'm trying to figure out why this is not working. Uh-oh, looks like even Billy has kind of left. Oh, this is not good. Okay, let's go ahead and, wow. All right, I better do a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody else, do help me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's get the show on the road. Thank you. All right. So you can't get in either. Okay, so I guess what I need to do now is just, it's okay. Right. Do this. Oh, okay. Here's Dr. Tom. Okay, that's Dr. Tom. Okay. Hi, Dr. Tom. Hi, Dr. Tom. Hello. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring him in this way. Never mind. You know, when there's a will, there's a way. I'm just going to go ahead and bring him in on my call. Okay. Here we go, everybody. Let's go ahead and do it this way. Okay, let's see. There we go. There we go. Hi, everybody. Oh, thank you so much for being patient with us. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom now, okay? And then probably Zaria too. Okay, so here we go. Let's get Dr. Tom in here because he's got some important information to share with all of us. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go do that now. Okay, Dr. Tom. Okay. Here we go. Oh, wrong one. Let me go over here. Oh, goodness. Okay. You got it. Hey, everybody. Thank you for the patience. I've got everybody on the call, Blog Talk, all of our family, guys and goddesses. And now, welcome, Dr. Tom. We know that you've got, we've been waiting for you for some updates. So take it away, Dr. Tom.
And bless to you and Billy for your mom's passing. So
thank you.
So a couple things here. And Jane, you cut me off.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. It looks like Zaria wants to come in too. So hold on. Let me get her in. Bring you in.
I tried bringing Tom, Dr. Tom,
yeah,
and then
okay.
I lost you.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. But then I lost Blog Talk. But now I got Dr. Tom.
Nope.
I got you, and we got the family.
Sounds like
okay.
Sounds like someone's trying to knock us off.
Yeah, somebody is.
They don't
all
want
right.
this out there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Dr. Tom, you're on.
Okay. So we talked a little bit, Jane, that we can, for an update, we can look at all the situations here. But we have to realize, and like we talked about, that I received a text from a very high source the other day. And knowing had this RV happened maybe 6 months ago or a year ago, 2 years ago, probably wouldn't have been good. So the longer this goes, which I've been told for years, the better it is for us because we have a situation which has happened. So I'll read this text that I got, and it's real brief, and then I'll give you an update here a little bit. I'd like to read some here. This is Dong Jiwi. He is a hero that nobody knows. Intel that I got is that he was a gift from President Xi, China, to the alliance. He was given over 1 TB, which equals 75 million pages of evidence containing 20 years of CCP plans, execution and current infiltration to destroy the U.S., including creating the SARS, the COVID-19, bioweapons, and all companies. People involved, including the HRC, weapons trade, money laundering, creating weapons for climate change. That's the Evergreen ship, which they found lots of kids on there and that were on there and were murdered and everything else.
Yeah.
U.S. officials and deep state military, deep state run military bases, DC and MSM media. This involved the clowns and the characters here, Obama, Gates, Fauci, CDC, Biden, WHO, HRC, Merrill Lynch, JP Morgan, CIA, Rothschilds, Vatican, and the Khazarian Crime Syndicate. Sources say over 32 governors and top military brass was called into Pentagon recently and briefed on all of this. So it's really game over for all of this bullshit. So basically what's going on is that had we had an RV a couple years ago or maybe 6 months ago, that this money would have, you know, we would, that we had to eliminate. So right now, currently, there's numerous bankers worldwide that are being arrested. So the narrative is falling. There's mass military going through, the good military going through the U.S., helicopters, sightings. I saw a video the other day in L.A. That was very, very good. So this is a war where you can't see the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
There is no bullets fired. You don't see the bloodshed except the jab, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the truth is coming out. The bankers, the bank, the truth about the banks, the religions, our history, where we came from, our health care, everything like that. So that's a better understanding of where we need to be, and I'll get to where I think we are.
Yes, thank you.
We still have bondholders are still being processed, you know, waiting to get their emails, waiting to get paid. We're waiting to, this prior week, they reset the computers, kind of like resetting your phone for an update from the QFS to Starlink to the banking system, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Has to be tested and tested and tested. And they still have a few, you know, parasites that are in the banking system, and those are kept there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking, that was about a 60-hour upload with those computers. And those were completed. The USN, what we had to do was get the USN, was the asset-backed dollar, QFS system set up. And we now know that across the globe from Hong Kong to CBI to Iraq, they're waiting to do the connections over a period of time. Now, this is my personal this is my personal thoughts on this, that I don't think we're going to see anything until after the Super Bowl here or after the Olympics are over. The Olympics are over on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I really think the date of 2022 will be the day. And if you add up the numbers.
It adds up to.
Magic. I haven't added them up yet. One.
The magic. That's
12.
Right. There you go.
So 12.
Yeah.
And okay. I know there's two. Yeah. So there's.
So you got all the two.
I haven't gone through that, but I do have that down in another place. So
okay.
I did have a church group earlier, a couple weeks ago, that I got information from Warren Reno that they left because they were told nothing was going to happen until around the 15th to the 30th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
So that's our timeline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's something in there. IDs. So that's that in a nutshell is kind of where we're at.
Okay.
And so I would suggest for everyone to make sure you get everything ready.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your currency is all wrapped up good in plastic bags and whatever you have, you know, suitcases. Some people have suitcases.
Oh, can I just put before I forget, you know, because so much has just been happening around the world and now with family, but I did get a chance to talk with Shelton. So his information, obviously, is what it is. But one of the things that he mentioned to me, and this is what he'd like to do. Now, there's so many of all of us, right? Many of you that are out there. But in particular, he wants to be able to talk with people that have what we call a lot of Zim. Now, a lot of Zim does not mean like 100 trillion. You know, we're talking like Dr. Thomas said, well, if you got a bucket full, or if you got like a whole, a whole bundle full of, 100 trillion, you know, let's just say you have, what would you say is a lot, Dr. Tom? What is a lot?
Well, we don't know with the Zim, because if you just have one Zim and it's one-to-one, then that's all
right.
You need is one note.
Right. So what he's concerned about are the people that have mammoth amounts. So you got to do that. You got to figure that out yourself. Then I want you, you'll have to communicate with me. I'll be home by tomorrow night, so it'll have to be on Monday. So given that we also feel, and I'll talk to Zora later, but in terms of the imminence of what is being transpiring, Shelton really feels that he still would like to be able to communicate with some people that really need the assistance. The other people also is those that if you've given them to, please make sure that they get all the information that you're getting as well as impart it to them. The other people that you really would like to know and to make sure, and we can help assist you with that as well, is if you are a family and you need assistance, well, I've got, auntie whoever, and I've got my brother, sister as well, and how do I help them? So we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. So give me a chance to get home, get reboot, whatever. So Monday, I'd like to be able to have only those people to just give me a call. And you have my number. I'm going to give it out there. But please be cognizant of the necessity of helping, you know, our brothers and sisters who really could use an extra word from maybe Shelton. And, of course, we probably might not be able to get a hold of all of you. But what I will do is the information that I may get from three or four who go through this process with Shelton, I will share that with all of you, okay? So not an issue. So you don't have to, not all of you have to do that. Because the information, I'll go ahead and put that together, and then we'll have another call. So thank you. So, Dr. Thomas, is there anything else that
maybe? Yeah, I was just wondering if I could, it's a two-minute read here, something
okay.
I would see. It's basically
sure.
More on a spiritual level.
Oh, good, good, good. Thank you.
Okay. So basically, as you walk the spiritual path, you will be confronted. As you walk your spiritual path, you will be confronted by fears. These fears are illusions, tests, initiations. At each point, the goal for you is to undertake the next stage of your path with dignity, honesty, and faith. That would be like being like a spiritual warrior. The more you walk with trust, the more love and light there will be instilled into your energetic levels, physical, etheric, spiritual emotion. With each influx of light and love, these lower bodies start to merge and begin to heal. Each step of this is create a energetic vibrational change in your being. Your consciousness begins to expand upwards and outwards. Above you is the fountain of knowledge and is the step down in vibration to meet your current level of understanding. With each download of information, with each initiation completed, with each expansion of your consciousness, your chakras spin faster, your energies become pure, the color is more subtle. This change in chakra energy and vibration affects your consciousness and is emitted out through your auroras. A new wave of energy that goes out far and beyond affecting the masses. you become a beam of light. At energetic level, you start to now attract to you people and situations that match your vibration and energy. The people and situations and the mindsets before you may now drop away or leave your scene. They no longer energetic match for you. Into your sphere, you will now attract new opportunities, new people, new mindness, new consciousness. Know that with each adjustment of light intake, there's always a purifying and releasing process. Do not fight the process. Beacons of light, go forth and serve. I think that was an appropriate statement today. So,
who was that from? That was so perfect and beautiful.
Yes, Michelle Fielding.
Oh, Michelle. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to go and read that up, look up Michelle Fielding. And Dr.
Yes.
Tom has already kind of mentioned her a few times. So Fielding is Fielding, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
Michelle,
her website
is
Golden Heaven, Golden Heaven on Earth.net.
I got a better one. I just to remind people.
Yeah, Golden Heaven on Earth.net. And this is her new one. She's channeled all the information in the last few years, and she's been so accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom. So I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm a little bit over time already. So, but I thank you. Everything that you've said so far has been absolutely absolutely perfect, and we really appreciate you being on our call. Ending with Michelle's Fielding's, that information was beautiful. So thank you. That was very inspiring as well as informative. Thank you. And we'll,
great day.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Dr. Tom. Bye. Okay. All right, everybody. Dr. Tom is now gone, and now we got to bring in, and I'm going to check again because it looks like my computer is back to working correctly. All right, so let's go ahead and bring in, first of all, let's go ahead and bring in Catherine. All right, and this is all about BodyWaveInternational.com and Ron Heyer as, Ron the inventor. So here we go. Let's go get Catherine now and see what's up with her. She's got some really good information coming in now. Let me get her. I've got to use this number. Okay. And if we can't, guess what? We'll have Zaria help to kind of bring some of these people in. Okay. Okay, here we are. Go. It's actually dialing. Oh, my gosh, that's so nice. Hello. Hey, there you are. Hi, Catherine. Sorry for a little
bit. Hi, Jane.
My computer.
That's okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and bring in Ron. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
And I've got Zaria, you're still here, right? Don't tell me I lost Zaria. Zaria, you're still here.
I was on mute.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so we're going to talk to you. Yeah, unmute yourself now because I'm bringing Catherine in, and I'm going to go ahead and now bring Ron in. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful. I'm sure people are really happy to hear your voice, Catherine.
Thanks.
All right. And you too, everybody. Thank you so much for your help.
Hello.
Amazing energy works. Hi, Ron.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, good. So glad that you're here. We got Catherine here. We got Chu here. We are complete. So we got the entire family of Zara family and whoever else is listening. We're all here for the two of you. So go ahead and tell us what's up. Tell us what's new and what's going on. And I know you got some testimonies, so I'm going to give it to the both of you now.
Jane, first I'd like to say sorry to hear about your mom and happy for her peaceful ascension. And your words
Absolutely.
Are definitely comforting. To other people going through it like myself. So I just wanted to open with that, and then very
Thank
rude
you.
Of me not to let Catherine speak first, but she'd probably mess it up.
Thank you, Ron, for that. Thank you. All right. Glad to hear
thanks,
that
Ron.
Doing good. Yeah, and that your mom is still with us and she's doing all right. Right, Ron? Okay.
Ron?
Hey, Mom. Hello, Ron.
It broke up a little bit at my end.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I we got to get on with the show, so we'll just go forward from here because it's already 12:43. Okay. So let's go ahead and take it away, Ron or Catherine. You got the platform.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. And I also want to tell you I'm so sorry about your mom, too.
Oh, well, I didn't have to go through that, you know, because I already knew where she was on her way to. So good.
Okay. I just want to go real quick through the follow-up of the iGuard and the Stargate. These two products have been very successful in helping people over the past 2 years. Truly, they are both one of a kind. They are designed to help shield, protect, and help viruses and bacteria, as well as 5Gs and EMFs, putting a magnetic shield around you. It puts your body back into a balanced state. We have so many amazing testimonies that keep flooding in with a variety of problems, and some we didn't even think of. We're not only talking about people in their 20s and 30s, but we are having people in their 80s and 90s that are getting really good results. So our products are not only for young people. We take these senior citizens and move their time back in time with real change. Who knows, seniors may be driving those electric scooters or car cycles with me and Ron someday. So the new 90s or the new 50s. So if you are really into tech, then you, let's see. Okay, let's start with the testimonies. The testimonies are we get sound sleep, headaches, migraines, insomnia, arthritis, diabetes and lowering blood sugar, high blood pressure, gout, sciatic nerve pain, better focus, improves memory. We had somebody that had a brain injury with no emotion for 10 years, and all of a sudden he started laughing again. That was a really good one. It's good for pets, reduces stress, increases energy, helps with colitis, digestion. We've had somebody that they've a tooth extraction with the pain gone in an hour, sinusitis, pain in the ear, COPD, emphysema, helps with raising blood oxygen, heals burns, pain vanishes. It's good for plants. This is a really good one. Teeth that have been crooked all their life suddenly get straight teeth.
So from either the Stargate or the iGuard?
Yes, yes, absolutely, the frequencies.
Wow.
Yeah, you can infuse your beverages with frequencies.
Excuse me, Catherine. So how do you do that if I have a beverage in front of me? Either I'm wearing either the Stargate or the watch. I mean, automatically, it'll go out that far to go ahead and neutralize all toxins and then infused with high energy, right?
Well, what you do is you take the Stargate. The Stargate has a bone conductor on the back of it, and you take that bone conductor and you hold it against any beverage and infuse the beverage like that with the frequency.
Oh, for how long do you put that, keep that on the cup or the glass?
You can keep it on for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had somebody that was bedridden in constant pain, taking lots of pills, losing control of their bowels, couldn't stand up and walk to the bathroom by themselves, had to be carried. Mm-hmm. And one night after running the frequencies, they don't take any pain pills. They can get up by themselves, go to the bathroom, has control of their bowels, all in 1 week. All in 1 week, the frequency.
Wow.
So that was amazing. Yeah.
That is amazing.
So... Ron, do you have anything to add to the Stargate and the iGuard?
They work. I'm sorry. Once I start talking, I just keep going and going, and I'm trying to give everybody else a chance to get through. Stargate, iGuard, absolutely amazing products, great for the pets, great for plants, great for people, and it doesn't matter what age or what's wrong with you. You want this because it puts the body back in balance. Everybody is out of balance slightly due to TV commercials, our upbringing, implants, movies, whatever it is in our environment, and getting back in balance is the key thing. And what is it going to do for you? What's out of balance to put you back in again? And that's all I could say about iGuard and Stargate is frequency, frequency, frequency. And we got to keep moving because we have a very short time frame today, and we got to give things away before I lose my mind and go insane.
Yes. Okay. Now, going slightly beyond that, we have the OmniMat. Our mat has great features and functions that are fast, simple, and easy to use. Three separate buttons to use. You just lay on it, and the mat heats up for better circulation. The far infrared, rejuvenating the cells. The red photon, rejuvenating and tightening the skin. It goes 6 inches below the surface of the skin. You have jade, tourmaline, and amethyst stones, each one bringing in their own frequency. The mat has 133 stones in it. Wow, there's so much to this mat. And last, it has PEMF, electromagnetic field, that works with the body, creating a magnetic field that shields and protects you. I am not a doctor, but please look up PEMF. You will be blown away on what it does and how it helps the human body and how it works so well. It will be well worth it. The testimonies on the mat is pain, circulation, stomach aches, toothaches, inflammation, headaches, sunburns, eczema, blood pressure, detoxing, stress, improves sleep, intestinal problems, injuries, relaxes muscles, and so much more. Ron, you want to add to that?
I don't want to add to it. It speaks for itself, and the testimonies are even better than any thoughts that we had when we were putting these together. They're absolutely amazing, but the very next product is the one that's really exciting because it's new. It's about hair regeneration. I never realized how many women have the problem with baldness and losing their hair and thinning and that flyaway, as well as men. So we came out with something. We've seen different things out there. Oh, wear this cream, spray this on your head, paint your head, you know, go to Earl Shy, all of these crazy things that are out there. Simple light, but light really depends on the balance of the light. It's the light wave, and if you're too low or too high, you're not going to be doing the regeneration to the scalp to clear up the follicles, kill all the germs and bacteria that are on the scalp. That's what suffocates it from the beginning. This is such a simple thing that we call Halo. It's small. It travels so lightweight, and it's inexpensive. And if we put a baseball cap, we put in a baseball cap, and there's four different modes in it. You charge it up. You can use it 8 to 10 times before you even have to charge it again. You wear this thing inside, outside, wherever you're going, and nobody knows anything except you're wearing a baseball cap, and an attractive one, I might add, because it's black with the black. We did the embroidery on it that just says Halo. But if you don't like that and you're a New York fan and you are all about the Yankees, you could slip the insert out and drop it right into your favorite hat. Same thing. There are no wires showing. It has a little tuner that tells you after the session is over. Like I said, there's four different modes, and people are getting results like crazy. We were talking about a longer time frame, but the people that are using it after a few days are noticing the hair is not falling out. After a week, that their hair is so much thicker. And then to see all of them baby hairs coming in, and the final testimony that we didn't even realize was your natural hair color comes back. Okay, we're saving money on all those dye jobs out there. This is incredible. Back to you, Catherine.
Cool. You said it all on that one.
can I mention something? So out of the kindness of Ron and Catherine, Billy, you know, remember her transformation from male to female, and she's always been really, really concerned about that baldness area that she has in her head, right? So she got one now. And Billy, kind of, Zoraya, tell everybody how you're feeling right now. And how often, oh, just real quick, Ron, how often can you wear that? I mean, you know, because you still, it lasts for how long and then you have to recharge it again? It lasts, so can you keep that on and on like all day long if I wanted to or no?
Well, you should.
You should do it at
you
least
could use,
two times a day or something.
You should be using mode 1, 2, and 3 every day. every single day and every other day to use mode 4. Mode 4 is much longer. It goes for about 20 minutes, but it does beep when it's done. Okay. It's such a simple device. You just hit the power button, it turns on. You're in mode 1. If you hit the mode button, you go into 2, 3, and then 4. So it's really so simple to use. You plug in, it's got a Type-C cable on the side. You can plug off of a computer or any other USB or regular wall charger. They charge up really fast. They last long.
Okay. All right. So here's Zareya, because Zareya now has been wearing it. So Zareya, give us your info in regards to, you know, putting it on and charging it and, you know, using it. Is it really easy? And does that look, it looks really cute. I mean, it is. It just looks like a baseball hat. Okay, go ahead, Zareya.
The halo?
Yeah, the halo. Yes.
Oh, well, you know.
Hello.
Yeah, you plug it in. You plug it in, and you charge it up. And then you put it on your head. And it, like I said, it's a baseball cap, black.
Uh-huh.
It's got the emblem on the embroidered into it. Uh-huh. And, you can walk around with this hat on. Nobody will be any the wiser. And your head's being treated by all those little red lights.
Uh-huh. And it's easy to turn on and charge and everything. It's really very simple.
And there are blue lights also. It's a combination. You have the blue lights are for killing germs, viruses, bacteria, and opening up the hair follicles. And the red light is the intense one that regenerates the cells, promoting hair growth again. So the combination, really important. And to use mode 1, 2, and 3. That's because you're not in the right mode. We have 4 different modes. And 1, 2, and 3 need to be used every day.
Okay.
All right. Maybe.
Well, you have to call me and tell me how to turn the blue light on.
Not a problem.
Okay. So why don't we... Okay, but it's really, really simple and it's really, really cute, guys and gals. All right, so let me go ahead and why don't we do this at this time? I know that, you know, there are people out there that probably have some questions, inquisitive about other things as well. So let me go ahead and do that now. So if you have a question for Ron or Catherine, this is regarding, not about Zora now, because she's coming up next, in regards to that, go ahead and light up the board with pressing 1 on your phone, okay? And then we'll go ahead and give you guys an opportunity to ask, maybe give a testimonial on what you've been wearing. So that would be really, really wonderful for people to be able to listen to, okay? All right, everybody. I'll just wait. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'll open up Pawnee's line. Maybe she can kind of get us started here. Okay, Pawnee, here we go. Hi, Pawnee.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'll open up Pawnee's line.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, hey.
Oh, there you are.
No, there she ain't.
Okay, Pawnee?
No. Hey, can you hear me, Jane? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have
a
question. Oh, okay, great. Just let Catherine and Ron know that I have...
Okay, hold on a second. You're on the air.
Okay. I just let Ron and Catherine know that I just absolutely love my products that I bought from them, the Stargate and my OmniMap, okay? And I love it, and everybody should be getting it. So just let them know. Especially the Stargate.
Awesome. Thank you.
I have it on right now.
you're talking directly to them. I don't need to let them know. You're doing that right now in front of everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I have my Stargate on right now. So, and I'm so, so, so grateful for it. The frequencies make me feel so wonderful. and I have a little sore on below my eye, and I put it right on my eye. And it's interesting how the redness has gone away, and it's just like part of my skin now. I just got to get rid of the little bump. So thank you so much. I just want, especially Catherine, for getting it in the mail for me. Thank you. I just really appreciate you guys.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to put you on mute
okay.
now. And we'll go ahead with the next person.
Right.
Okay, hold on. That was cool. That was a beautiful testimony. Okay, next one is 450 ending in 4348. Okay, so it's all about the, Body Wave International with all of the beautiful high frequencies. So hello, 4348.
Hello, it's Diane in Canada.
Hey, Diane, we missed you on the call.
Hi, Diane.
I miss you too, guys. I'm too busy following what's going on here in Canada since 2 weeks.
Well, you guys keep on trucking.
Yeah. It's much more than this. It's very interesting.
So I would like to know
if I have one of the projects. Yes, I have the Stargate that I won last November, and I really love it. It is helping me a lot, of course. I cannot give all the details because my English is not good enough. Sorry. But I have a question about the
healing. Hey, Diane, just a little bit.
Yes.
We can understand. What kind of feeling or what has happened to you? What has it been doing for you? You feel more balanced? Just tell us a little bit in a few words. We can hear your voice.
Okay, I'll do this for you guys. first of all, it's giving me more joyful, more energy to move on. About my circulation in my legs, because I had an operation about that like many years ago. I think it's getting better now. I feel less pain. I sleep with it because I don't have time to listen twice a day since 2 weeks. So I do it once, and when I go to bed, I put it on. So sometimes I can hear it one, twice, three times. I don't know, but it works anyway. And I feel good with it. I had some issues in my ears too. It was always itchy. And is that a good word, itchy? Like it was, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good word. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
Yeah, we got it.
So it's gone. It's gone. I don't have
it's
any
gone.
Of that anymore.
Good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There's many other little things, for now I will say this, I feel very good. I will never leave my Stargate, that's of course. And I can't wait to be able to order the halo when the blessing would come. I'm so anxious to try this. I really need that too. And all the other products, of course. And I want to thank Ron and Catherine for everything you're doing. So I have a little question.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ron, you just said about the halo that was mode 1, 2, 3 every day, and there was a mode 4, right?
Yes, mode 4 is every other day to use.
When you say
Ron?
Every other day, that means that one day you don't do 1, 2, 3, and one day you do 4?
It means you could do 1, 2, and 3 every single day, and you should use mode 1, 2, and 3 every day and every other day, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you use mode 4.
Just mode 4?
Okay, on
so
top of
one,
the first
two,
three.
On top on the other one. Okay,
yes.
Okay. Like every 2, 3 days. Every 2, 3
That's
days.
That's it. Every other day. Mode 4, but 1, 2, and 3 every day, and you'll see results quick.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice again, Ron. I miss you,
too. Oh, same here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Diane. Bye-bye. We got to go now. I'm going to put you on mute.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to get a couple more in here. All right. So let's see. These are really good. Okay. So let me see. The next one we have is, let me see. Hold on. I don't think we have this one. Okay. Here we go. 786 ending in 4473. 4473.
Hi.
Hello. And you are?
I am Jasmine Alexander from Miami.
Oh, Miami. Can you turn up your volume a little bit, Jackie?
Yeah, my okay. Let's see. Yeah, it's
okay,
up.
But I mean it's okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay,
right,
so I did not have one of the machines, so I can't talk about it, what it did for me. But I hear what I had the COVID and my husband passed. I think my hair, I lost my hair. And mm-hmm. I am thinking if I could purchase the first one you spoke about that balances you and help you in every way. I would like to hear how to purchase that.
Well,
okay,
that's going to be easy. Catherine, if you give your website out, you can go right onto the website, and you just won a Stargate. So you will have one absolutely free since the first person that's calling in from the East Coast, Florida. We love it, Jackie. And our first-time customer, not a customer yet, so we have to get one to you free. So you can try it and get back on this call and let us know how well it did for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I thought I was going to get through this call without giving anything away. You made me nervous for a minute.
Very good. All right, Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah, Catherine, give them again, you know, the website and how to be able to get a hold of you.
Okay. Thank you. It is BodyWave International. That's BodyWave, like you're waving your hand, international spelled out, .com. Or you can call me at 626-203-9791. Email me if you want, Catherine at BodyWaveInternational.com. That's with a C, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
Yeah, I would definitely email her. Don't call her. She could talk forever.
Four numbers.
9791.
Yeah. 7-9-1. Okay, Catherine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jackie.
Congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you.
Congratulations, bye-bye. Jackie. Okay, talk to you later. Okay, here we go. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Jackie. And now our next caller, I've got to go down here. So it's 804 ending in 8009.
Yes, hi, this is Matt from Virginia, and I just had a question for Ron. It was mentioned back in November, December, that the brand new dental tooth product would be out after the first of the year or in January. So we're now in February, and I have not heard anything about it. So can you comment on when that will be available?
I sure can. Right now, we are currently, and thank you, another going East Coast, Virginia. Love it. Love it. Hey, we got to represent over here. Not enough people from the East Coast popping on. So thank you for being on. And we are putting three major products together, and I'm talking major. We talked about the power generator for the house, and you could use it anywhere, and you just simply pedal it for 1 hour to fully charge it back up again. It's so simple. Anyone can use it anywhere without any fuel or anything else. So that is coming out the end of this month. We had a lot of problems with one of the companies that we were using and stuff. Moving on, the Shinashi face mask, when people want to drop 10 years off of their face in 30 minutes, this is the mask.
to do it. We've been working on it for over 2 years, five engineers, three different countries, and over 2 years. It's releasing. We just the first one done and in. We're still going through a little bit of tests. By the end of this month, the Shinashi face mask will be available on the website. That's two. And number three, my favorite, the car cycle. No license needed, no insurance, no, nothing. A two-seater fully enclosed car with air-conditioned heat. Heck, we even put in power windows on it. We went absolutely nuts. That's also a power generator, power station for your house. So God forbid you ever run out of power, even if you're camping, your RV, wherever you are, this small car cycle, transportation becomes a power plant. And this is all being released the end of this month. The DDS, Digital Dental System, is for regrowing teeth. We did put the hair regrowth out already. And that was supposed to be, you know, after the first of the year. But the DDS, we're probably not going to get to the manufacturing of it until March. So mainly because we're trying to get so many products out, and please believe me, we are trying to get them out as fast as we can. It's materials that are hard to get with shipping. Everybody knows the shipping that we've been having, and now with the truckers going on, things are getting very delayed on our end. So we're going to apologize in advance. We want to get everything out to everybody as quickly as we can, but it has to be tested, it has to be proven, and it has to work before we would release it. And if anybody has any problems, we'll always blame Catherine.
Always. Okay, right. Matt, are you good now?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, thanks, Matt. Okay.
Thanks,
right.
Ron.
Caller now.
Sure.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, that was a great overview. Okay, next one. All right, our next caller is 808, ending in 8352. 8352.
Oh, hi. Congratulations, everybody, and thanks so much, okay. Ron and Catherine. Yeah,
and
amazing. Just hi. Well, thanks for sharing what's coming up, the RV car and the face mask and the dental. And
So what is your question for them?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the cars, will that one be coming out this month in February?
We're going to have the very first one here. The end of February might get pushed due to shipping to like the first week of March. But we're working on it vigorously. It's looking, oh, my God, I can't wait to get in this thing and drive. That's it.
Right, me too.
I'm going to have to put a bathroom in this thing because I don't want to leave it.
Okay. All right, that was your question, right, for Ron and Catherine?
Yeah. Oh, I just mainly want to say thank you and wish everybody vibrant health and bless you and your family.
Thank you. Alexandra. Okay. All right. Our next caller now is 804 ending in 8009. And I think you may be our last caller. Okay. I'm trying to take a look at this time here. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Go ahead. So this is 8009. You're on the line. Hello. 8009, you're on the air. Okay. All right. So if you don't have a question, 8009 will go on to the next person. Okay. Hold on.
We're going to have to put a frequency in to speed people up on the phone. That's going to be the next thing we're working on.
Okay, next one is 606, ending in 9173. 9173.
Hello, Jane. This is Mary Beasley from Kentucky. How are you, Jane? I'm so sorry for your mother, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm really, really happy for my mother. So, yes.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Well, I just lost my stepson, too. I know the loss feeling, though. I don't have any of the products, but I've lost hair, like, in the handfuls. And I don't understand why. I mean, my hair is healthy and shiny. My nails are really hard. I mean, I don't understand what's causing all this. I'm detoxing. I don't know. I just don't understand it. But I love the sound of these products, and especially that face mask that takes age off your face. That sounds wonderful. Oh, God, I've been waiting for this stuff to come along.
The face mask, you're absolutely going to love.
Yeah.
You will love the face mask. It is the only one of its kind out there. You know, a lot of them have lights, and light's great for the skin, depending, again, on the light wave that you put out there. But we're using massage, which is phenomenal for the face, and you feel so good mixed with a little bit of heat. Get that circulation going in the face, and EMS to exercise all the different muscles in the face at the same time. And you can control any of them individually or together with 10 pre-programs that are in it that will suit any face that's out there. I can't wait to start getting testimonies on that face mask. Again, that's the Shinashi face mask coming the end of this month.
God, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, Mary. So could you answer Mary's question? Mary's question, physically, tell him again what's happening and, you know, ask him for his advice. Ron, go ahead. Let him
know again. Well, it's been about a year or a year and a half. My hard disk is falling out, I mean, in the handfuls. I don't understand why. It's like I told you, my hair looks healthy and shiny.
Okay. Right.
Well, keep in mind, the same stuff your hair is made out of, your nails are made out of. We know that. And having strong nails, a lot of people think that that's a very important thing. Healthy, strong is one thing. Once you need a pair of, you know, wire cutters to cut your nails, it becomes too hard. And that's a problem. Just having strong nails is good. Having overly strong nails is a problem. There's an off balance that goes on in the body, and it'll affect the hairline absolutely differently. Definitely, the two main things that I would always suggest is always going with the frequencies, because that puts the body back into a healthy, balanced state, and the halo will get you that little mop back onto the head. And that's, you know, I shave my head every day. I had a bald spot in the back. I don't know why I used a halo and still shave my head again. I don't know. Maybe I'll grow out a couple dreadlocks or cornrows, something.
Okay. Mary, I want to send you a free Stargate.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, my God.
Bless your heart. I'll use it, and I'll let my mother use it, too.
Oh, good. And we're going to send you a free halo, one of the newest products out there. We're going to send you the free halo. We want you to be happy. We want you to be healthy, and we want you to be banging out guys left and right out there.
Bless your heart.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Something else. And we love you.
I love you, Austin. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, you'll be hearing from Catherine for sure. Okay, I got you, Mary.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, you guys. You know, I'm kind of at the end here. We've only got 43 minutes left. Okay, so I'm going to hold on a second. I got to put Mary here on hold. Okay, I'm going to just go down here. Oh, my gosh, everybody. So the ones, if I can't get to you, please email. Please go ahead and email Catherine. So your email address again is what?
It's Catherine@bodywaveinternational.com. That's with a C.
Okay.
C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
Okay. So if you can't get on the call, please do that. And her number again to call, I should have it here right in front of me. And her number, please correct me if I'm wrong. What do I do with your number? Okay. So it's 626-203-9791. Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct.
Yes. Yes.
That's correct. And
206-203-9791.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to offer, if they buy two of the Stargates or two of the eye guards, they get one free.
Oh.
Ooh, great Valentine's.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's a Valentine for a threesome.
Right. Okay, we're not talking about your
No.
One for the wife, one for the mistress.
Okay, we have financing and layaway too, Jane.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so yep. Everybody, I'm going to have to let everybody go right now. We do have, a call coming up. We got to do this. We got to get Zora, and it's already 40 minutes into this, and I promise everybody that we have an opportunity to be able to talk to Zora. So, again, if you have any questions for them, we've had already a bunch of testimonials and questions, so please go ahead and give them a call. Catherine, your phone is going to be off the hook, and or email. Okay,
yeah. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, high-frequency individual along with Ron. And we love you all. We love you both for everything that you provided for and given, as well as making this a high-frequency product available to everyone. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and end our call with Ron and Catherine. Thank you both so much for being on our call. And so, as I promised before, we're going to have, a little bit of time with Zora. So,
thank you,
Jane. Hey, Freya. Yeah, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Catherine. We love you. We'll talk to you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, Ron.
Okay.
Yes. Call me after this call, please.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Zoraya.
All right.
Thank you again, you too. We'll let you go.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. Bye. We can only do so much, guys. All right. So now we are going to go ahead and let's go ahead and take a deep breath, Zoraya, because we're waiting for your dad.
Indeed, beloved God.
Oh, yes. My. Hey, Zora. Thank you so much for coming on our call today.
And how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
I'm great. I'm great. Knowing where my mother is at, and then all of this downhill.
Your mother is with her beloved husband, embracing. They are walking through the fields of clover, and
walking through the fields of what?
Of clover.
Of clover.
On New Jerusalem.
Oh, isn't that cool? Is that where everybody is going to if they are ascending now at this period of time? Are they they're going to New Jerusalem? Well, this is good news. We didn't know that. Wow. And, of course, New Jerusalem probably looks like heaven, right?
Of course.
And is Sananda, or people call Yeshua, is he there too?
He is indeed.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't this fabulous?
Indeed.
Okay. All right. Well, Zora, thank you so much for being here. I know there's so many people here that have a bunch of questions for you. So let's go ahead and get started. Oh, wait a minute. Do you have a message for everyone right now? I mean, we talked a little bit. Dr. Tom said something about the RV, and, it could be this month. They're thinking this month. Or can you just tell us a little bit about where you think, not where you think, but where we are?
Understand that events to take place was for Iraq to become sovereign, and it has done that. So
beautiful.
Now the GCR, Global Currency Reset, can move forward. And of course, once that moves forward, then of course there is nothing to prevent your blessing at all.
So we can really, really prepare and be ready now.
Indeed, if you haven't gotten made contact with your wealth manager, I suggest you do it now. On Monday. So you want to get that organized. If you have a humanitarian project, get that together, hone it, fine tune it. And then you'll be ready to go in for your exchange. That's what I suggest for you to do on Monday.
If
you have not made contact or made arrangements with your wealth manager. Also understand, when you go to see your wealth manager, you tell them you have an inheritance coming. Do not mention currency at all. You don't want to do that because that puts up red flags for them, and they immediately will tell you that it is fake or false whatever. But so okay. You don't want to do that. Once the RV happens and you have gotten your exchange, then of course you can bring forth the currency to them, or I should say your money to them, and then they can go from there. But you do not want to mention exchange. You do not want to mention investment, mm-hmm. any of this. You simply say you have an inheritance coming, mm-hmm. very sizable inheritance, and you need a wealth manager and a team,
mm-hmm.
and they will put one together for you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, very good.
That's what you need to do.
Okay, very good.
And I suggest you all do that on Monday. Do not hesitate, because you may be in for a surprise on Monday. So I would say you want to be in contact with your wealth managers. If they're in the know already, then all the better. But if they're not, then do not give them any more information than necessary. But also, and you want to put your team together.
Beautiful.
So that's what you do.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Wonderful. Thank you as a follow-up to Dr. Tom's info.
Indeed.
So now the other thing that we also spoke about early today is moving from this plane to the higher realm, and then Zaria told us we're all going to go to, or you did, to New Jerusalem, which is the next fifth dimensional plane where everybody actually goes after they've ascended. Is that's correct, right?
That's
so,
correct.
Yeah, so
understand, when people go into what is called a after-death experience or near-death experience, where they go is New Jerusalem. And they go there on a short jaunt, and then they are sent back after they get a glimpse of what is to come. Understand, when you step to the threshold, you step right into the arms of Yeshua.
Mm. But everybody?
And everyone.
Mm.
And, of course, you also have loved ones that have already passed, and they are waiting for you there, too.
Okay,
so yes.
So if I don't believe, I mean, I'm not a Christian, so if I don't believe that, but, we're always talking about Buddha, I mean, do they all go to, Sananda, or can they also see, Buddha?
No, they go to Sananda.
Yeah, they go to Sananda. Okay, cool. All right.
They go to Yeshua. They go to Sananda.
Yeah, so even if they're non-believers.
It doesn't matter what religion they are.
Oh, because they'll feel that energy. Beautiful. Okay, thank you.
Of course.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and start opening up. Are you ready? Do you have any more short messages for everybody before I open up? Oh, my goodness, Laura. We're going to be here forever. So I better start.
Everyone have themselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5,
healing.
4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. We receive great healing from Zora, and we absolutely know it.
If you have a headband, put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out of the closet, hang it on the nail, take it out of your safe, and put it on. It does you no good if it's in a safe or hanging on a nail on the wall.
Okay.
Put it on.
Yes, you
now.
Have to put that on. Make sure put that on. You want to do that one more time as people are getting it on, and then we'll go ahead and get started with our Q&A.
And once everyone has their headband on, I will send out an energy blast that will energize all of their headbands at once.
Well, I already feel your energy, Zora.
Indeed.
Yeah. All those that you can really feel, you're already feeling, Zora. Beautiful energy. Thank
I will
you,
give you a moment or two to do what I suggested that you do.
Okay.
Get your headbands and put them on.
So while you're doing that, tell us, how close are we now to disclosure?
Closer than you think.
That's also good news. Great news. Okay.
Indeed.
All right. Well, do you see that everybody's got their headbands? Who's got their headbands?
No, there's still some holdouts. All right, you in Nashville, Tennessee, take it out of the closet and put it on your head.
Come on, guys. We only have a half an hour here with Dora. All right. And we'll go down the line here and see how far we can go.
Oh, you want to, what you call it, testing me, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I understand this. The one in what is called Laverne, Tennessee.
Oh.
Will you want me to give your address out? Put your headband on.
Remember, guys, Dora can see. I mean, not the way we see. He can see. Are we ready to go yet, Dora?
We are.
Okay, let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
5, 4, 3.
Energy blast to energize all of your headbands at once.
And everybody else, right? Whether you have it one or not.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive, and from the gods and goddesses that we thank you, and it is done, and we know it. We have received. Beautiful.
Indeed.
Very, very super high frequency vibrations from Jara. Okay, so let's just go ahead and just kind of move into that and stay there, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our questions.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let's go ahead. I'm just going to go down the road here. Okay, so the first one, of course, Pawnee is still with us, so let's go ahead and
go from
open,
top to bottom, bottom to top.
Yes, and until we finish everybody. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
208 ending in 8394.
Yes. Okay, thank you. It's Pawnee from Idaho, and love all of you guys. Just so grateful. I just want to know if there'll be a chance that we'll be able to have a special session with Q, or if there'll be a time when Q will be on.
I cannot tell you when, at what time.
Okay.
I will let everybody know. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Beth. All right. Love you guys. Okay. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Pawnee. All right. Next caller.
Isn't Q on the call still?
Q is not on our call right now, Dora.
Huh.
No. That's going to be a separate call. Okay, that's okay. The next caller is 606 ending in 9173. Hello? Ending in 9173. You're on the call with Dora. Okay, so guys, again, please just go ahead and press that one so that I don't have to open your line if you don't have a question. Okay, I'm going to put you back on pause. And 804 ending in 8009. 8009, you're on the line with Dora. Hello? Hello, 8009. Okay, next one now is going to be 808. I can't do this, Alexander, unless you have one question for Dora. All right, 808 ending in 8352.
Hi, Dora. Could you talk a little bit about the galactic disclosure?
Understand, you are asking a question. I'm not going to give you a summary as to what is going on with the disclosure. We are in a question and answer period.
Not about disclosure. We're not ready for that yet, Alexandra. He already gave you kind of an update as to when it's going to be coming. It's going to be soon. So we'll probably do that on our next call, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Next caller is 562 ending in 7776.
Hi, you guys. This is Yvonne. Does Zora do psychic questions?
What kind of questions is that? What kind of a question do you have?
My question is, I want to know, am I on the right path spiritually?
Okay, Zora, you can answer that one. That's a quick
If you're on this call, you are.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Yes. And the answer to that is yes. All right. Next caller is 503, ending in 3323.
Yeah, this is Gary from Springfield, Oregon. Yeah. Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. I have a problem with my middle finger. Hi. With my middle finger on my left hand, it's called a hemangioma, and I've had it evaluated because I had the cancer. I thought it might be a holdover from the cancer days, but it's not. And I don't even know what causes a hemangioma, but I have been doing my own healing on it, and I've been trying to get it to completely go away. It's smaller, but I wanted to see if we could get some assistance from Zora on it.
Okay, so what are the symptoms right now?
It is a lump that sticks out in my middle finger. It's kind of on the top and left side of my middle finger and my left hand, and it interferes with my being able to play my guitar.
Is it painful at all?
It isn't painful. It just rubs up against my other finger, and like I said, it seems like something I should be able to. I don't know what causes it to start with, to even know to how to heal myself of it.
Okay.
Rub your hands together. Place your hands together as if you are praying. You know, palms together. And I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. You're going to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say, I receive. Then you're going to say, from the God of my being, my hand and fingers are back to normal, and I know it.
Perfect.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God of my being. My hands and my fingers are completely healed, and I know it.
Keep them together. Go ahead and say what you need to say, Quasar.
The one finger that's affected right now?
Yes. Yes, it has only been the
okay,
one
so
finger.
Okay, so you should also, why don't you do this while we're doing this, put the other hand on top of where that, you know, the issue is or the concern is, and just so it goes over that plus all the other fingers on that hand. Okay. Okay. So just keep it there. We'll get back to you. Just keep it there now for about 5 minutes, and we'll get back to you. I'll go on to the next question here. Okay.
Thank you. We'll go.
Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just leave it there. Okay. I got to write this down. We'll get back to you. Okay. Next one is I'm going to put you on mute though, Gary. Okay. Hang in there. All right, our next caller now is 434, ending in 6204. 6204. 6204, hello, do you have a question for Zora?
No one there.
Okay, guys. All right, we'll go on to the next. Next one is... we have a lot of 111s, but I'm going to go ahead and open up your line. Hello.
Hello, Jane. This is Debbie. Hi, Zora.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Debbie. Nice to hear from you.
Jane, I have to make a side comment here. I lost my mother as well, and I had the very similar reaction to you, so I hear your comments, and I can totally relate. We're just happy.
I understand you have not lost your mother.
Right.
Your mother is still with you.
It's our terminology. You're right. Okay. Yeah. I apologize for my language, my 3D
so
language.
Also real, so this was real recent, huh, for you too?
No. Well, it was July, you know, but I'm perfectly happy, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
we're
thank
happy.
You. Thank
we're
you
happy.
For that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Zora?
Yes, Zora. The question is, you mentioned about getting in touch with your bank person. Let me see the name you use, some name like that. And I don't
wealth
really have
manager.
A bank person. Yeah, exactly, wealth manager. I have a person who takes care of my investments in the U.S., but that has nothing to do with Zim-related stuff. So So I should contact these people at, for instance, UBS in New York? Just, I didn't understand very well.
Well, you want to make contact with your either wealth manager or your team who has been helping you with your finances and let them know
yeah.
that you have an inheritance coming and that you need assistance with it.
That's all.
That's all.
Okay. Yeah, I think you've got them covered already because they don't need to know. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
tell them no more.
No, I'm just curious.
After that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So what was that?
No, I'm just trying to understand. We're going to do our Zim conversions at the bank and not at a redemption center?
No, at the redemption center for the most part, yes.
But I don't know.
It will not be a bank. It will not be a bank. It will be a redemption
yes.
center.
Yeah, so you'll be coming
right.
in, and at least you have information about the bankers that you already, or wealth management, whatever, already. So that's good because once this goes, you know, all of the banks,
yes.
everybody's going to know about this.
Okay. It's a practical question. In other words, because I already have a setup in the wealth management area, and it's already all set up.
Beautiful.
So then I have to go
Beautiful.
Do the redemption
mm-hmm.
when
You're
and if I get the notification. Okay. So I don't
yeah.
have to do anything.
Indeed.
I just have to wait for the email. Okay. Sorry. Thank you very
yeah.
much for the explanation.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
you, Zora.
Yeah.
Thank
just,
you very
yeah.
much.
Right. And so you,
Thank
yeah,
you,
everybody will get an email or you, oh, sure. And you also get the 800 numbers, right, for a lot of other
okay.
people. And
okay.
you just,
right.
when you call them, they'll tell you what you need to do and then you just go there. Okay. And then you
okay.
also, while
and
you're
Zora,
here, if
yeah.
you have your own personal one, you can go ahead and give them that info. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Jane, about getting a visa to go to the U.S., I could ask for that when I'm on the phone with these people, right?
Mm.
I guess so.
A visa, I would probably do that now.
Well, the American embassy is closed.
Oh.
Until
and my
Monday.
Visa just
right.
expired. No, until Monday, no. They have a line, like, kind of for October. I'm in line already for almost 6 months.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, that'll change. Not to worry. We'll talk about
I
that when
so
the time
too.
Comes.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
wonderful. It's
yeah,
all
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Okay, very
okay.
good.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
All right,
thank
Debbie,
you very
thank
much
you.
For your answers.
Uh-huh.
Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Very good. Good. That was a great question. Okay, next question is coming from 732 ending in 3147. 3147.
Hi, JJ from New Jersey. My question is,
oh.
is the New Jerusalem eternal? Is it considered the fifth dimension? But then what about reincarnation?
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you turn down a little bit the volume because it's a little staticky? And then repeat your question because it's too loud.
Can you hear me better now?
Okay.
Thank you. My
yes.
question is,
no more.
Okay, so is this New Jerusalem eternal? Is it considered the fifth dimension? But then what about reincarnation?
Understand, reincarnation is gone.
Didn't know that. Well, that explains it
yes.
then. So we go to
no
this,
more,
no
more reincarnation.
Wow.
Effective when, Zora? When is that effective?
Effective now.
Oh, wow. That was a great question.
And
no
that is great news then. I'm
that
glad
is great,
that's
great
gone.
News.
Now,
oh, that's
so is
beautiful.
This Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, and is it the fifth dimension or is the fifth dimension different than New Jerusalem?
No, it's one and the same.
It's the same. Wonderful. Thank you for the answer.
Thank you for the question. Okay, wonderful. Boy, we're getting a lot of info today. Thank you. This is JJ,
yep.
right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Okay, next question is coming from 780 ending in 2255.
Hey, Jane. Hi, Zora.
This is Brenda.
Yes. Hi, guys. My question is, when we redeem, will we have changed from statute law to common law? And will the bankers be versed in common law, if that's the case?
Hmm.
So Zora's going to fill in the blanks here. So we already know that the Republic, or we want to call it, the New Republic or whatever, but the Republic is coming out. They're already behind the scenes working through all of that. So when all of this kind of comes together, it will be common law. So if that doesn't happen at the redemption time, then, it will be converted to common law at some point. I don't know exactly whether it's going to be together or what. We'll get more, as we get more information, about the Republic, et cetera, then, we'll go ahead and do it. All you need to know is that when you go in to redeem, is that all of your currencies, foreign exotic currencies, will be transformed, from fiat or whatever to the gold-backed currencies that are effective. And that's what we want. And it's going to be, of course, we'll have GCR, Global Currency Reset, already. So maybe they may take that in stages. We don't know, in terms of the common law. But, that's why we have the revocable trust. Because common law is also common. Yeah, trust is different from the other. Yeah, you can always go from here to there.
Mm-hmm. But the reason for the question is, if we're under common law, then you don't need an EIN number, or in Canada, a business number, business identification number.
Oh.
And so, it eliminates all of that.
Yeah.
And so, if Nacera and Gacera is announced, then basically we're already operating under common law, and those requirements would be not be required.
Right. So when I spoke with Shelton, he says Gacera just doesn't start and end. Nacera is going to go through phases, because it's not going to go all come at once. It's going to go through various phases. Like it sounded like it was going to be months. Because you've got to get the masses involved in this.
Yeah. But I would think that the bankers of all people would be educated and up to speed, like right away. Like right now, they would be getting their education.
As Dora was saying already, they're not. They're not all. Not all of them are completely informed. All they know is that all of the banks now are doing what they are doing. They're putting in new systems. That's what they know, is that new systems are coming into play. It's just like us.
Next question.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. We'll keep updated on that, Brenda.
Okay. And I'll just add one quick little thing. I have the Aurora bodysuit, and I was started playing around with it while on the call, and I've burned 22,222 calories, and I thought that was rather synchronistic.
Oh, that is so beautiful. That is. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Thank you. I think I already heard that. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Have a great day.
Okay. Yeah, you too. You better call. I want you to call Kathy and let her know that. That would be absolutely wonderful. Okay. Next caller we have is 843 ending in 8176. 8176.
Yes. Jane, I'm real sorry about your mother. I'm sitting here next to mine right now. Rest home.
No. I'm really happy. Yeah, I'm happy.
Uh-huh. She just turned 90 today. She had a birthday. She's getting a little strong. We only got one question, so the only one question I want to ask is, I have full power of attorney over my mother, and they did a COVID test on my mother. It says right here, without my permission, sounds like a lawsuit to me. John Hopkins University confirms you can be vaccinated with a PCR test, even without knowing. Could you find out, could you search and see if she was vaccinated, and myself as well, when I had my stent put in my heart? They put anything in me at all, or maybe chip or something. I don't know.
Did you get the question, Zora?
He wants to know if his mother had been vaccinated when she went into the hospital.
No. So what happened is that both he and his mom received the PCR test. So
no, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't receive a PCR kit.
Okay, go ahead with the question again.
Okay, I have stand in my heart, and mother, when the second time she went, they said, well, she's got COVID. I said, well, that's a lie, and we did a test, COVID test. Well, I didn't give them permission to do it because she, you know, I have power of attorney over her, and the hospital knows it. And so after that, I started staying in there with her. You know, I got there the next day. They had a face mask on her, and they were dehydrating her. And, I mean,
okay, so
she
what
was,
is your question?
The question is, did she get vaccinated with the PCR test? It says it could be done at Johns Hopkins University. Confirms you can vaccinate.
Yeah. Okay, so you just want to know, you want to just confirm whether or not she got the, if she was vaccinated, right?
Yes, ma'am. She got vaccinated without
okay.
my her or her permission because
okay.
she wasn't letting do
yeah.
it if she had been.
Yeah.
You know.
Go ahead, Zora.
When you go into a medical facility for whatever reason, you are given the vaccine.
So did she get the vaccine?
Yes.
Okay.
You got
all
the
right,
vaccine.
Gotta go.
Okay, how about me? Do
okay.
they give anything to me as well without my permission?
Did you receive a shot?
No.
Okay.
She got the PCR
okay.
test, so they put a stent in my heart. I'm wondering if they might have done it while I was on, you know, doing the procedure.
All right,
so
honey.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
take care.
I appreciate
Alrighty.
It.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
there
we go. Uh-huh. Okay. Nice. We have 10 minutes. We have a few people here. 970 ending in 1197. Oops. Hold on a minute. Okay, 1197.
Yes, hello, Jane and Zora. This is Barbara in Colorado. Zora, I just wanted to get some help from you because I've been in kind of a trauma, like, or PTSD in this last year. I was taking care of my brother-in-law and my sister, and my brother-in-law died, and my sister's in hospice, and there's just with all the energies and everything, I've just been really overwhelmed, and I just lost my second job that I tried to do. It's like I'm not able to focus, and I'm going to be evicted. I have till March 10th to find the funds. So can you help me in just sending a frequency? I've been doing everything I can to release the fear and the trauma, but it's just like I'm kind of frozen right now. And could you help me to release this and also know that I'm going to have what I need and I'm not going to lose my apartment? You know, and I'm, can you help
okay.
me relieve this trauma?
Yeah, tell us a little bit what you're seeing right now for Barbara in regards to having to be evicted by March 10th and everything else she's gone through. She's going through a lot of emotional turmoil right now.
Yes.
You should have your blessing before the end of this month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And
that is what everything is being, all areas are pointing to that.
Okay.
So understand that your blessing is nearer than you think. So do not worry about your apartment. After you get your blessing, you'll be buying a house anyway.
Thank
okay,
you so
much.
Can you do an energy pulse? Or something to help me release this? I'm just so traumatized right now.
Yes, okay. Yeah,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of your being, you are completely released of this anxiety and depression and what is called any areas of discomfort, and you're free of that, and you know it.
So as from the goddess of my being, I release the fear and trauma and anxiety, and know that I am fully loved, and I am fully freed of any concern, because all is well, and I know it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, simply say, what a wondrous, glorious, and loving day it is.
There we go.
What a wondrous, glorious, loving day it is. And thank you so much, Sora and Jane. Thank you so much.
Joy coming into your heart.
Yes, I do.
We're all there with you, Barbara. Sending you lots of love. You've got it. Okay?
Yes, and bless you both. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Barbara. Take good care. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Okay. All right. Okay. We need to go back over here to Gary.
Go ahead.
Sora. So we need to see how he's doing. Okay. And go to, all right, 3323. All right, here we go. Okay, Gary, calling you right back. Hello.
I'm here. And my hand
there
is
you
perfect.
Are. Okay.
And how, now look at your finger. And how does your finger look now?
My finger has a tiny little bump on it, but nothing compared to how it was. It is almost gone.
It is gone. You don't say it is almost gone. It is gone.
It is gone. It is gone.
I
said it is gone.
The more you say it's gone, the more it's going away.
Exactly.
It's gone. I see that it is. Thank you very much.
And continue to do that healing until it's gone. But it is gone already.
Yes.
Okay,
it's gone.
Very good. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
All right, Gary, thank you. All righty. Okay, let's go see. We got about 4 minutes, guys. Let's go ahead and continue. Let me see. Hold on a second. Where was I at? All right, our next caller now is 631, ending in 3633. I think you're next. Hello? Oh, no. Yep. Let me get you on the line here. There we go.
Hi, Jane. My condolences to you and your family. This is Denise.
Okay, thank you.
I have one quick question for Zora. He said there's no more reincarnation, but what about the babies that are being born now? Are they?
They're not reincarnated. They are full fifth dimension.
They're incarnated?
Whoa.
They're not. They're full fifth dimension.
Yeah, they decided in full fifth dimension to come here now. Right.
Okay. What about people that got the shots? I know two people that got the shot, and they're having a baby right now. So they're not infertile.
Well, I understand. They may be having a baby, but the baby may come out deformed, malformed. May come out with issues.
Yeah, but are those babies fifth dimensional?
Yeah, all
are
babies
they?
Are fifth dimensional. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So they might be perfect then. Okay, thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe not in not physically, but they're fifth dimensional. Okay. All right. Next caller is a long one, ending in 3476. 3476. Hello.
Hi, Zora Jane. This is Nayana from Munich, Germany.
Okay.
Hello. I just wanted to give you my thanks and my testimonial. Last time you healed my mother, you gave her a new heart, if you recall.
Indeed.
And you asked her to get checked by a doctor, and the doctor was very surprised, and she said all was fine with my mother's heart, and I just wanted to share this with you. Yeah, I mean, at least with the initial checkup, we didn't do anything extensive with on the heart. Yeah. With the initial checkup, she said she didn't see the trouble that she saw earlier at all. And since then, we haven't discussed this, other than I keep telling her that you're fine. We haven't discussed this, and I know she is fine. Yes. I know she's fine.
Yes. Indeed.
So my thanks to you, Zora.
You do not thank me. You thank the goddess within you.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right, I got to go, Naina.
Thank you.
Beautiful way to end the call for today. We love you, too. So, yes, Zora absolutely is powerful, but he can't do everything unless you're the one. We are the ones that are the healers.
Indeed.
So thank you so much, Zora, for assisting all of us. We only have a minute left. I'm going to go ahead and let her, and this is our last caller, actually. So I'm going to go ahead and bring this. Okay, 3451, real quick. So unless I can get her on. 3451, you got 1 minute. 1 minute.
Hey, this is Troy from Nashville. How are you doing?
Yeah.
And how be you, God?
You have 40 seconds.
I'm doing good. I'd like some clarification on the Zim currency. We just heard 18 million for 1T, and we've been hearing 30 and 1-to-1. Can you give clarification on that?
How many do you have?
Way over 20.
So he just wants clarifications or on the rates that you see the Zim at.
They haven't been locked down yet.
Pardon? It's not.
They have not been locked down yet.
Yeah, so there hasn't been firm. So we'll just have to wait, Corey, and everybody else, okay? All right. That's it, everybody. We love you. Have a wonderful, glorious, and loving day. That's it, Zora.
Indeed.
Okay. So we shall end our call. We love you all. Thank you all for being here. Love you. Okay, Zora, let's go.
Do well.
hold on a second. Okay, just a second.